You are listening to Menstrual Health Made Easy, your pathway to period power. Hormone health is the big sister of menstrual health, so we need to add some context in the story of menstruation by talking about hormones in general. There are well over 100 different hormones that play a vital role in our entire bodies that we call the hormone collective. Hormones are referred to as chemical messengers, and they drive every function you can imagine in the mind and body, and they in turn can be influenced by cofactors. Some we can make decisions over and some we cannot. For example, the cofactors are aging, genetics, disease and conditions, the environment, stress, nutrition, movement, respiration, sleep, lifestyle factors such as smoking and alcohol, and socioeconomics. Hormones play a role in our physical and mental state our entire lives, not just monthly. Hormones affect the probability of behaviour. However, we can also say they are the explanation, not the excuse. The reproductive processes centre around the reproductive hormones, but it's also a big part of the story when you find out that estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone are also made in other glands, like the adrenals and liver, and tissues like skin, fat cells, bone, and the brain. During your 20s and 30s, the lifetime levels and hormone activity provide a metabolic flexibility that gives you a physiological resilience. We can bounce back from pretty much anything, such as a weekend of takeaway food or hard partying. But was your body really designed to do that and get away with it? How long does a body last anyway? In evolutionary terms, it's only been the last 30,000 years we started to live past the age of 30. Between the 1500s and 1800s, your life expectancy was around 35. And then after that, it started to rise to your mid-40s. And this shift was a little bit to do with the evolution of grandparents. It marked the first time in human history that three generations may have coexisted. Today, your life expectancy is 83 years. That's a huge difference in how long your physical being now lasts. It represents a 50-year increase in your use-by date. But what is your best before date? Or, as explained by the Office of National Statistics, your healthy life expectancy. So this is the kind of life where you can jump around and do lots of stuff, okay? Now, 200 years ago, you lived until 40. We've now doubled that. But how many of those years are you expected to be full of beans, active and able to do, well, whatever you desire? What is this healthy life expectancy? It is in fact 61. Yes. Your best before date is 61 years of age. So while you're working on your daily and monthly menstrual health, take a step back and view this with your lifetime filter. Try not to be too smug if you've just been partying hard and only had 4 hours sleep. Make the most of it, or we could say proceed with caution. You may need to start thinking in terms of hormone health risk assessment or feng shui your menstrual cycle. When you read simple advice such as eat real food, move, stay hydrated, watch your lifestyle choices, it's for a reason. And that is the basic definition of self-care. And period self-love or menstrual health self-care is paramount to performance. I hope you're starting to get the picture here. So keep tracking and building your menstrual health mosaic, and then I'll speak to you in the next episode.